To bring out Christ from the Old Testament is what I endeavor to do in all my ministry. And I think that the riches of the Old Testament can only be seen when we unveil Christ. Amen. It is not to bring out the do's and don'ts, bring back the law, and bring back all the rituals and the ceremonies. No, 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 no. It is to see Christ in them all. Praise God. Are we born again by our own efforts? No. We are born again supernaturally. Amen. We are born again by the Spirit.
It never ceases to amaze me how the Lord can use a book written thousands of years ago to minister to the very real needs and struggles we face today.
In today's message, Joseph Prince shares more about his deep love for the Word of God and his personal insights on how to study the Bible. Want to know the best way to approach reading your Bible and how to apply its truths to your life? Let us send you Joseph's book on how to read the Bible, see Jesus in the Word like never before. Start experiencing God's Word in a brand new way. Request your copy for a gift of any amount to the ministry. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website today.
And now, here is Pastor Joseph Prince with today's program.
When we look at the Old Testament, it's always to uncover Jesus and bring Him out from the shadows. Amen? Now, we are no more under the shadows. We are under the new covenant. But the Old Testament are shadows and types, and a New Testament is substance and reality. But we look at the details of the substance by looking at the Old Testament, because hidden in it, you know, the Bible says it's the glory of God to conceal a matter. Amen. But it's the glory of kings, that's you and I, to search it out. Amen. For we have been made kings and priests unto God. So, to bring out Christ from the Old Testament is what I endeavor to do in all my ministry. And I think that the riches of the Old Testament can only be seen when we unveil Christ. Amen. It is not to bring out the do's and don'ts, bring back the law, and bring back all the rituals and the ceremonies. No, 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 no. It is to see Christ in them all. Praise God. And that is when the two disciples at the end of their journey, they said that were not our hearts warmed? In fact, the Lord restrained their eyes from seeing Himself in person. I asked the Lord one time, why didn't you just reveal yourself, show your nail-pierced hands to them and reveal yourself to them? But He says that it was more important for them to see Me in the Scriptures than to see Me in person. This is the answer the Lord gave me, because that will give you all, referring to us today, who are not there with them on the Emmaus Road, equal opportunity. Amen. Because as they saw the Lord in the Scriptures, we have the same privilege to see Him in the Scriptures. Praise God. Okay, praise the Lord. Let's go to Galatians 4:21. It says, tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman. Now, who is that son? The son of Hagar, Ishmael. Right? Remember, Hagar is not the legal wife. He's actually a slave that was given to Abraham during his sojourn in Egypt. And she was there, she was given. And she bore Abraham Ishmael. But Abraham's other son, the promised one, the one who came later, was Isaac, and that's by a free woman, Sarah. But he who was of the bond woman was born according to the flesh. That means human effort. And he of the free woman, true promise, that's Isaac, true Sarah. Okay, so one was according to flesh, human effort. The other is through God's promise, when human effort cannot avail. Which things are symbolic. Whoa, now here we have a lesson from the Lord Himself, from the Holy Spirit, teaching us that even characters, even people in the Bible, in the Old Testament, are actually symbolic. They are types. They are shadows of something that God wants to convey to us. Amen. So may we have the humility, amen, to ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to see Jesus in it all. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And instead of like trusting ourselves that I can interpret the Old Testament, just bring out what you see. Amen. No, no, it's more than just superficial. There is hidden in it. Amen. All these wonderful antitypes, amen, of the types. Amen. The substance of the shadow. Praise God. And these things are symbolic. The two sons are symbolic. The two women are symbolic. For these are the two covenants, Old Covenant and New Covenant. The one from Mount Sinai, which gives birth to bondage, which is Hagar. Don't forget, the law came from Mount Sinai. We are not on Mount Sinai. In fact, in Hebrews 12, it says, you are not come unto the mountain that burns with fire, that shakes, that there was trumpets and there was thundering and all that, that even Moses, the Bible says, he said, I exceedingly fear and quake. So the best of them said, I was so frightened, I was so afraid. No, you're not come to the mountain. That's Mount Sinai. But child of God, you are come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God. Amen. To an innumerable company of angels. Notice angels are not mentioned in Mount Sinai in Hebrews 12. They have moved mountains. Even God is not mentioned there. God has moved mountains. Amen. And God has moved mountains, and we are still camped at Mount Sinai. May we all, and preachers, amen, move our pulpits from Mount Sinai to Mount Zion. Amen. From preaching, doing, to preaching, it is done. Praise the Lord. And when you rest on it, even the things you need to do now will be accomplished in and through you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So these two things are symbolic. For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gives birth to bondage, which is Hagar, that slave girl. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, O barren, you who do not bear. Break forth and shout, you who are not in labor. For the desolate Sarah, who for many years had not even one child, even in younger years, she was barren. Well, she will have many more children than she who has a husband. All right. Now we brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise. Amen. You and I, we are born again. Are we born again by our own efforts? No. We are born again supernaturally. Amen. We are born again by the Spirit. Amen. It was God's promise, and now all of us are the fulfillment of that promise. He promised Abraham, in your seed, all the nations will be blessed. But as he, now watch this, but as he who was born according to the flesh, now that's Ishmael. Ishmael was born according to the flesh, and he's 13 years older than Isaac. He persecuted him as he was born according to the flesh then, persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, even so it is now. So right now we are seeing that happen, that the people of according to the flesh, because to keep the law denotes that you are under the flesh, because only by human effort can you keep the law. But can you keep the law? No, all right? But it denotes the idea of you shall not means your efforts. Amen. So when men try to keep the law, they do the very opposite. Remember with Israel at the foot of Mount Sinai, they said that all that God says, we will do it. We can do it, actually. They boasted, and in Exodus 19, when they said that, God had not yet even given them the Ten Commandments. So they boasted that they are able to keep all the Ten Commandments. What happened? They broke the very first one. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Next thing you see a golden calf at the foot of Mount Sinai. So the attempt to want to keep it, even the good, you know, the good intention, is actually belies the fact that man doesn't know he cannot. Amen. That whatever he does will be born out of the flesh, and the flesh profiteth nothing. Amen. The flesh cannot accomplish only what God can do in and through us. Praise God. Amen. So notice that it says that Ishmael was born after human effort, persecuted Isaac. Okay, when did this happen? This happened during the time when Isaac was weaned from milk. He's able now to take solid food. Do you remember that verse in Hebrews that says, he that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. So when they hear righteousness, what do they think of? Action. I must do righteous to be righteous. Amen. But the one who is mature, when he hears it, the one who is born again, the one who has come to maturity and sonship, when he hears the word righteousness, he knows it's a gift. Amen. It's a gift to be received. And that gift, when received, will transform you. Amen. Will transform your life and cause you to reign in life. Praise God. So the Bible says that someone who thinks of the word righteousness as something that you do, he's an infant. Amen. He's still on milk. He's not ready for solid food. Okay. So when was this persecution? When did Sarah see this Ishmael persecuting Isaac? Let's do it. Genesis 21. So the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, Ishmael, whom she had born to Abraham, scoffing, making fun of Isaac. Therefore, she said to Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, namely with Isaac. This is serious because it's talking about inheritance. It's talking about heirship. Can you receive under the law? Can you receive under human effort? Or we can only receive by grace through faith. Amen. Which is the one? Notice what Sarah said, cast out the bondwoman and her son, she told Abraham. What she said in Genesis became scripture. And it's God's counsel and God's command to all of us. Let's go back to Galatians and see this. Nevertheless, what does the, not Sarah say, what does the scripture say? Cast out the bondwoman and her son. God is saying, cast out the entire system that comes from Mount Sinai and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So every time we are trying to receive, for example, we try to receive healing. We try to receive this breakthrough in the area of our addictions. We try to receive something from God that we want to receive, but we still feel we must qualify for it. We don't trust His love. We still feel that there's a part for me to play. There's a part for me to do. And then that causes you to be doubting yourself. Yet the more you doubt yourself, the more you want to do. To eradicate that guilt that you feel, that sense of being far from God. All this is opposite of the spirit of sonship. The Bible says, cast out the bondwoman and her son, for that bondwoman, that son of the bondwoman, will not be heir with the son of the free woman. Only by grace can you inherit. Amen. It's serious when God says, cast out the bondwoman and her son. Amen. So, you know, when think about it, when did this happen? When Isaac was weaned from milk for solid food. Remember this, Ishmael and Isaac share the same father. Their father is Abraham, right? So again, the typology is this. You know, people who come against grace, because our mother is Sarah, grace, and Ishmael, the group, the Ishmael company, their people, is actually our brother in Christ. They share the same heavenly father as us, but not the same mother. Their mother is law, Hagar, from Mount Sinai. And they'll fight for her. Amen. Whereas they'll say, right, we are people that betrayed the truth and we are preaching heresy, when actually this is the truth that will set you free. Amen. We are, our mother is Grace, Sarah. Amen. The one that God has chosen. Amen. And we are spiritual Isaacs, so to speak. But notice that these brothers of us, they are still our brothers. We share the same heavenly father, but not the same mother. Amen? So you can say that, you know, are you my brother or are you a brother from another mother? Amen. Same father, but not the same mama. Right? Our mama is Grace. Their mama is Hagar, law. Okay, but the Bible says what? Cast out the bondwoman and her son. And the Bible is very serious. As long as you are in that state, you cannot receive from God. Amen. So a lot of us, we are trying to receive by being in a spirit of slavery. And the Bible says, even in the promised land, you cannot inherit the promised land, this beautiful inheritance, until you say, my Father. Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Remember this, all this happened when Isaac was weaned. So I see prophetically the whole church of Jesus Christ now coming into grace. They realize that to have part grace, part law is mixture. Amen. It's trying to put the new wine into the old wineskin. You will lose both. Amen. You will lose the severity of the law and the freeness of grace. You will lose both. You cannot mix the two. It's not balance. What man calls balance, God Himself calls mixture. Jesus says it's mixture. Amen. You cannot put a new patch of garment, a new patch of cloth on an old garment, it will tear. It will not work, okay? You must cast out the old system. You must be completely under grace, amen, to inherit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When did all this happen? when Isaac was weaned. I believe the church right now is being weaned, and the church, this way God is throwing a great feast. Can you hear the sound of music and dancing? Praise the Lord. God is throwing a great feast. And all over the world, the body of Christ is realizing grace. Amen. It's a grace generation. Amen. It's what I call the Benjamin generation. And for that, I just want to call your attention to the fact that the Bible, of all the characters in the Bible, the one that typified Christ the most, amen, in its details, is actually the person of Joseph in the book of Genesis, amen? Of course, we see Christ in the life of David. We see Christ in the life of Moses. We see Christ in the life of Isaiah, even Elijah and Elisha. But Joseph typifies Christ more than any of them, okay? Now, you look at Joseph. He was loved by the Father. So is our Heavenly Father. He loved Jesus, amen? Joseph was loved by the Father, but rejected by his brothers. Now, who was Jesus' earthly brothers? The people of Israel, amen? And the birth of our Lord Jesus, he came into Israel. When the fullness of time came, God brought forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive sonship. So God sent his son, amen? So the son always existed with the Father, amen? And they are one. But at the right time, the fullness of time, the Bible says, God sent his son, okay? So his son came. And the Bible says that Jesus came to his own and his own received him not. Amen. So collectively, Israel did not receive him. Yes, there are those who receive him. And it goes on to say, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Amen. And that's you and I as well. Praise God. But collectively as a nation, they rejected him. Right, in their leadership, they rejected him. And Jesus with tears said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I wish I would have gathered you." And that reminds me of the tears of Joseph over his brothers as well. And let's go back to the story of Joseph once again. So he's loved by the father, but rejected by his brothers. And he was sold for 20 pieces of silver. Jesus was betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. Think of it. See, the story is so similar, amen, because God hides his son's story, the story of his son. It's all about his son, amen. You know, if I come to your house and you start showing me all your photo album, okay, of all your son when he was young and your children, your daughter all your life and your holidays and all that, and I sort of like look far away, I'm not interested in all that. Very soon you will know to close the book, amen. Why? Because I'm not interested. So the Bible is nothing more than God's photo album of his son, amen. As we look at it with great interest and delight. And asking God, Holy Spirit, open my eyes to behold Jesus in your word. You know, God will open more and more. God will open more and more to you. Amen? Praise the Lord. So Joseph was sold for 20 pieces of silver. Jesus was betrayed or sold for 30 pieces of silver. And even though his brothers rejected him, Joseph became the bread of life to the Egyptian world, to the Gentiles, so to speak. Amen? Ready to feed the world. Do you remember that the brothers of Joseph, they were born of slave girls, born women, all right? Like Bilhah, Zilpah, and all the rest, except that Jacob had two legal wives, Leah, the first one, and Rachel. Now, Rachel's name means lamb. So she's a picture of, like Sarah, the new covenant, grace. Amen. Leah came first, like the law came first before grace, because man needs to know that he cannot, to see his need for the Savior. God didn't bring grace first. God brought the law first. The law came by a servant, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, the Son. Okay, so Leah came first. Jacob married her first. And for Leah, a picture of the law, the rest of the children actually came from slave women, bond women. Okay, and all of them that makes up the 10 tribes of Israel, the two tribes, there are 12 tribes of Israel, I know, but the two is actually Joseph as well as Benjamin. Okay, so who is Joseph again? Our Lord Jesus. Amen. And he shares the same mother as Benjamin. Who is Benjamin? That's the question. Who is Benjamin? Because whoever Benjamin is, he shares the same mother, not just the same father. In fact, all those born that make up the 12 tribes of Israel, they were all born of the same father, Jacob. In other words, they have the same father, just like Isaac and Ishmael's story all over again. Okay, they share the same father, but not the same mother. Their mother is a born woman, okay? Their mother is a picture of the law. Leah are the born women that brought forth all the other sons, the 10 sons. Notice 10, number of the law. The other two sons is Joseph and Benjamin. Amen. So only Joseph and Benjamin was born from the lamb, because Rachel's name means lamb. Amen. And we need to establish who is Benjamin, right? Because in the scriptures, the Bible says he's the most favored of them all. He's the most loved by the father and the most loved by Joseph, by the heavenly Joseph, our Lord Jesus as well. And when did Benjamin make his appearance? During the time of famine. Look at Genesis 41. So when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. Then Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, go to Joseph. Whatever he says to you, do. Whatever he says to you, do. Just like Mary said at the wedding of Cana when they ran out of wine. She said to all the servants, whatever Jesus says to you, do it. And friend, the water will turn to wine. Sight will come to the blind. Amen. You know, friend, it was when Benjamin came before him. Benjamin was already in existence when Joseph was in the palace in Egypt serving, right? As a viceroy, the second most powerful man in all Egypt. Benjamin was growing up, but yet nothing happened until Benjamin came before Joseph. So I just want to close by saying this. Benjamin generation, he wants you to come close to him. He wants you to be in his presence. I know you want this blessing, you want this breakthrough, and sometimes you come to him to get a breakthrough. But you know something? He just wants you to come and see him and to know that he has only grace for you, 5 times more for you. He only has gracious words for you. He wants to love on you. Will you allow him to love on you? Will you enjoy that love in his presence? It was when Benjamin came to Joseph that things began to turn around, even for Israel. Amen. Even for the nation of Israel, represented by the brothers, as well as today, those brothers that don't believe in grace, amen, having the same father but not the same mother, well, they are turning around. Everything starts turning around when Benjamin comes before Joseph. I pray that has been your delight when I open up the story of Joseph, because Joseph reminds me of Jesus. And when you open up the story of Joseph, the more you look at Joseph, you know, the more you see Jesus. How he interpreted the dreams of the two men, that one of them is a butler in the palace, and also the other one is a baker. And two thieves that probably stole from the Pharaoh, and he threw them into the dungeon. And Joseph interpreted their dream, right? One of them was a message of life. The other one is death. When Jesus was crucified, there were two thieves on either side, and he gave a message of life to one of them. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it's a picture of Jesus all across the story of Joseph. Amen, amen, amen.
Pastor Joseph Prince will return in a moment with a special prayer to close today's program right after this.
If today's message has inspired you to pick up your Bible and start owning God's Word for yourself, we want to help supercharge your Bible reading experience by sending you a copy of Joseph's book, How to Read the Bible, yours today for a gift of any amount to the ministry. When you request a resource, your giving powers our broadcast and outreach initiatives to reach more people with the gospel of grace. For a gift of $75 or more, we'll also send you Joseph's 5-sermon teaching series. Join Joseph as he delves deeper into principles of interpreting the Bible. Call or text the number on your screen, or visit our website to request your copy today.
As you behold Jesus in the pages of the Bible, I know you will fall in love with him all over again. God bless you.
And now, a closing word from Pastor Joseph Prince.
Stand to your feet right now, if you can. Amen. For the blessing, we don't take the blessing of protection for granted. We believe that as we call, God answers. Amen. God has devised a system by which I'll share another time, and I've shared before, how by covenant. Amen. As we pray, God hears our prayers. He longs to hear your prayers. Amen. And He will answer exceeding abundantly. Amen. Lift your hands all across this place. Amen. All across, wherever is watching this right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord bless you with the blessings of Father Abraham, you and your loved ones. And the Lord bless you also with all the blessings of Deuteronomy 28. The Lord release upon you all the blessings of Ephesians 1 in your life. May you see many of it manifest, even this coming week. And the Lord raise His face to smile upon you throughout this week. Amen. The Lord grant you, amen, grant you supernatural favor everywhere you go. Doors of favor will open to you. Amen. New levels of favor. I speak new levels of favor for you throughout this week in Jesus' name. And we experience the favor of God. You know you have been favored. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord lift up His countenance on every single family under the sound of my voice and grant to you and yours His wonderful shalom, peace, well-being, and wholeness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Until we meet again, I love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. If you are new to the Gospel of Grace, Pastor Joseph Prince would like to send you a copy of his book, Destined to Reign, to help you get started. It's yours absolutely free just by contacting us today. Offer is available to U.S. residents while stocks last. Just pay shipping and handling.
Before we go, I just want to appreciate the people who make this possible. Grace Legacy Builders. It is your generosity and support that allows us to continue sending the gospel of grace all around the world for free. Because of your giving, people are experiencing freedom from years of wrong believing. I want you to know that you have personally made a real difference in the lives of so many. God bless you and your family.
You can make a real difference by becoming a Grace Legacy Builder today. Together, we can reach more people with the life-changing gospel of grace. Call 877-901-4300 or visit josephprince.org to get started. Thank you for being with us today. Join Pastor Joseph Prince next time for a fresh word from the Lord. Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.